Episode 27 of the Big Paul Harrison Weight Loss Podcast. Boone, you just gave us a pep talk down there about the things we can and can't say today. Just want to remind the listeners what they were.
No, let's not. That was private. But I just wanted to encourage you to be positive about today's podcast.
And positive about today's guest. You're about to introduce someone that will be familiar to all those people out there across Nottinghamshire and the world.
Absolutely. The dulcet tones of Dave Bracegirdle.
Dangerous Dave Bracegirdle, the sunbathing partner of this man in the West Indies.
Did you say episode 27? You've left me this long. yes, reluctantly, I'll be happy to speak about the good times we've had with Paul Harrison. He's been a jolly good friend to a lot of people here at Trembridge for many, many years. And whether you come in the depths of winter here to indoor nets, or you come to the shop to pop in and buy something, or you see him on the morning of a game, he's always a happy chap to have around. He's a good servant, but he's a damn good fella to go on holiday with as well.
See, that doesn't strike me. All those things you described there about the positivity, the happiness, the friendly face, I've never seen any of that. Bob, is always talking about the same Paul Harrison?
Possibly not, no.
I mean, you're the most negative, energy-sapping, Duracell bleeding, negative person I've ever met.
Well, you tend to find you get out what you put in, don't you? You two treat me like that and you expect me to be like that, whereas Dave treats me like a normal human being.
Girdler, a fellow autograph hunter. Do you think Paul's ever going to make it onto the airwaves?
Well, yes, he's very welcome on the airwaves anytime. I'd gladly have him on. We are starting to go through the Nottinghamshire legends. We had Derek Randon here last week sharing the commentary with me, and to get Paul's thoughts on where Nottinghamshire are going wrong this season would be very welcome.
When you see Paul now and his body shape and his improved complexion, how does it make you feel?
I want to see him in the ring. He's been working hard with you wrestler boys, and I'd like to see him in the ring. I'd pay good money for that.
By the way, can we pay good money to get Dave Bracegirdle in the ring with Paul Harrison?
Well, I think it'd be better than Booney, who lasted a mere 7 seconds when we had a little roll around in the gym a few weeks ago.
Wasn't good.
Booney, describe this next passage of play for the listeners.
Absolutely crucial. We desperately need 2, 3 or 7 wickets even to win the game. But yeah, we need to break these up and get a couple of quick wickets.
Girdle, that was some audition.
It summed it up properly. We do need some wickets. The season's slipping away. We're out the 2020 and losing to Surrey in the CB40. If that's how it turns out, it's going to seriously hamper our chances of qualifying in this.
How can we follow you?
At Big Paul Harrison on Facebook and Twitter.